You can get there. You just have to look in the mirror, decide that you will, and then start moving. Today on Growing Hope, we are walking through the process of setting a health budget so we can be prepared to be bold, to step out, and to make the choices that will get us to where we want to be.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, daring you to pursue your big dream goals. If you don't yet know your big dream goals, or maybe if you need some guidance for living them out, or you just want to have somebody that's going to give you that little extra kick. If you need to talk, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com today, and let's get started. So you have to make the choice. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, wherever it is you're trying to go, it's up to you to make the choice. You have to choose to get started if you're ever going to get there, no matter where you're there may be located. If you don't start, then you'll never go. It's that simple. And it's that challenging. We can't get to where we want to be if we aren't willing to make the investment. Why can't we find that magic button? Why can't we find that easy switch that's going to bring it to us right now? But I got to thinking, even if we did find the magic button, we'd still have to push it. No matter how we look at it, we have to take the actions to make it happen. Healthy living is no exception, even if it's not my favorite subject. You can be the best you if you want to be, but you can't be the best you if you're not the healthiest you, because the healthiest you is the best you, and the healthiest you is defined by your unique body, style, shape, and attitude. The budget system is going to look a little bit different because it is so personalized, and it's a struggle for me to get through this because it's not my favorite topic, but it's so important. The health of our journey is really dictated by the health of our body. So if we don't invest, then we can't get there. I don't like talking about it because when you talk about it, you give somebody the opportunity to call you out. You give somebody the opportunity to hold you accountable. I don't want to be held accountable. I just want to do, but I want the results, but I want to do. And it's this vicious cycle that I keep getting caught up in. I mean, how often do we get tangled up in the idea that we know where we want to go, and maybe we even know how to go, but we don't. We learn another way. And then we know how to go, and we know where we want to go, but we don't. In the end, we just have a bunch of information and no progress because we know, but we don't. To get your health budget in order, you have to follow the same basic steps. First, test your health. What are you doing? How are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Second, evaluate the results. What did you want? What do you want? Third, adjust the expectations. What are your goals? What are your truths? Fourth, set a new budget. How are you going to get there? And fifth, review and adjust. How has it worked? And what can you do different? What you do matters for how you live. But if you don't measure what you do, then you can't make the better choices for how you want to live. It's that simple. And a budget gives you the tools to be healthy and to live healthy for your specific journey. A budget allows you to really examine where you are, think about where you're going and make the choices for where you want to be. A budget is about priorities, not about the bottom line. A budget is about each individual choice, not just the end goal. A budget helps you get there. It does not have to tell you where there is, and it doesn't even have to tell you the specifics of the journey about how you're going to get there. It's just a guide. It's just a tool. It's just the extra help we need to see so we can be. I like that. See so we can be. But it's up to us.
When it comes to living healthy, you have to find a way that works for you so that you will do it. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking and walking through the budgeting steps, the process, so that we can create the right plan for our health. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are talking about health budgets, because if you don't manage it, then it gets out of control. I am Katherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows. Connect with me at snarkyrainbows.com to get your daily dose of twisted encouragement.
I don't know many people that don't want a healthy life. We want to be healthy. It's just making the choices for living that healthy can be the challenge. We want it. We just don't want to have to do it to make it happen. At least that's my story. And most of the time when we're struggling in our journey, when we're struggling to take that next step, that's because either the goal that we have set is not really a goal that is deep in our hearts, or we are not to the place where we truly believe that the goal is attainable. And we have to get to both places where we believe in it and we truly want it. Now, I love a good story, and I especially enjoy these health journeys. You know, I was once and now I am. If one pops up in my social media, it's probably going to get me to click on it most of the time. Some of the time. It depends on how anxious I am to not be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I also think maybe they have the answer that I need. At least that's what I tell myself. It's just one more opportunity, of course, to chase a squirrel down a rabbit hole. Most of the time I end up in Wonderland and I wonder how I got there. But what I'm really hoping is that they'll have some magic button, magic switch, magic wardrobe that's going to make it happen so I don't have to do it. Because I know what I need to do. I know what works for me. I just don't want to do it. I want the results without the investment. And nothing, I repeat, nothing works without an investment. So how do you create a budget for your health? And should you even bother creating a budget for your health? Well, the answer to the second is yes, you need a budget for your health. You need to know what you're putting into your health and what you're expecting from your investment and what you can do for that investment or towards that investment. But the answer to the first question is that the simple thing to do is to create a health budget following the same points we've used to create all of our budgets. So first, test your health. What condition are you currently in? Now, you can test your health 101 different ways. You can talk to your doctor. You can measure with a measuring tape. You can use the scales. You can go out and walk a mile and see how long it takes you. The testing your health is not as important as keeping a record of what it is that you're doing and how it is working for you or how you feel about what you're doing. And you can, the more test options that you compile, the more ways you look at this, the more information you gather, the better informed you're going to be to make the choices and the decisions that you're going to have to make moving forward, because you cannot move forward. You cannot change where you are without changing. So as I watched that latest video that was showing the system that this woman used to lose her 117 pounds, I had an aha moment. I saw something she wasn't even talking about. What she was doing wasn't what I saw. It was that she was doing. That's what I saw. She was taking action, and she was taking consistent action, and it was making a change. So when I tested my own health journey, I had to admit that I wasn't doing, and I've already confessed that to you. As long as I don't do, it won't get done. Like my son said so many years ago, if you don't get started, then it won't get done. If you want to have your health, then you need to test where you are, where you're starting, so that you can get going. And once you've tested your health, you have to evaluate the results. How does what you learn make you feel? One of the ways that I tested my health is by looking at the images that people had taken of me. And trust me, that was hard to do for the longest time because I had a natural instinct. And if I felt a camera move into the room, I managed to evade. I did not want my picture taken because I didn't want to see the truth. But the pictures, they don't lie. And when I held up the images of the next to the information that I had written down, I knew that things were going to have to change. I couldn't get to where I wanted to go and stay where I was. How do your results make you feel? And what would you like to change? Get honest, get real, make notes, make a journal, draw pictures, whatever it takes for you. But I also began to think about where I truly wanted to go. So the third thing you need to do after you have evaluated is to begin to adjust your expectations. Because you're either going to have to adjust your timeline or you're going to have to adjust your finish line. And sometimes you have to adjust where you're going because of the limitations that you're faced with. Now, I had a girlfriend when I was younger that wore a size 6 pants, and I always dreamed of wearing her pants. I wanted to be able to trade clothes. Isn't that what we all want to do, trade clothes? But for some reason, I wanted to be able to get in those size 6, but I never could. My pelvis bones were not small enough to fit into a size 6. Bones do not have a tendency to adjust to your diet plan. Now, years later, as I'm going through this process of my health budget, who would I wouldn't give to go back to those size 8 pants that I was complaining about because I couldn't wear the size 6 pants. And it's not my bones in the way this time. Unless you count the fact that my bones are not moving me every morning to do what I need to do to get to where I want to be, or at least where I've said I wanted to be. And once again, we're going to start that cycle. But despite where I once wanted to be, I have now adjusted my expectations. I'm adjusting my expectations to match my current season. I've also adjusted the expectation of when it'll happen. There is no magic button. There is no magic pill. There is no magic formula. I know that I'm going to have to invest the time. It took me years to get here, and it's going to take me some time to get to my destination. You have to be honest about your situation, and you have to adjust your expectations to meet the who you are right now. The fourth step for your health budget is setting a new budget. How will you invest your resources to get the results you desire? I tried yoga. I tried yoga because there was a class right after I dropped my son off at school. It fit into my schedule. It was perfect. I got to see people. I had a lot of fun. You can read about it over at snarkyrainbows.com, and there may be a few moments where I renamed the yoga poses, adding my own little personal snarky twist. But my season changed, and I couldn't justify driving 20 minutes to town to go to a one-hour class and drive 20 minutes home. If I just invested those 40 minutes, I'd be done, right? Only I don't invest those 40 minutes, that is. But if I did, I know it would add up. So I'm finding ways to invest little bits of time here, little bits of time there, and I'm moving towards my desired health a little bit at a time. This season, my health budget is all about consistent little bits. How do you want to invest in your health? Your health budget can be a workout plan, like the social media post shared earlier. It can be a video bank that you have. It can be a membership to a gym. It's what works for you. The key is finding your way. And then once you find your way, review how it's working and adjust as necessary. If you get in a situation like I did where we're walking every morning and then all of a sudden mornings later and later and later, you adjust to what works for you. That's how you create a health budget that's going to get you to where you want to go. Your health comes from your choices, and that leads you to your actions, and your health budget will help you get the tools to reach that point. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we'll close out our budget path for a balanced life.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach, here to help find, define, and pursue the focus you need to live the life you want. Connect with me at coachforfocus.com and let's get started. What you don't manage, you're going to give control. What you don't measure, you can't control. What you don't know, you can't adjust. So you better find your way to know. Now, budgets let you know your way, or at least the budgets begin making you aware so that you can move in the way you want. Pursuing a balanced life means having balance in all areas of your life. Your time, your space, your finances, your relationships, and your health. And you can put a budget to work in all of those areas. Pretty much anything that you face, you can create a budget to get there. The final result of how this budget will work is going to look different, not just for each element, but also for the person who's doing it. The process is what's important. The end result is going to be specific to you. So the process is about those five simple points. Test, evaluate, adjust, make anew, and then review and adjust as necessary. The more you practice implementing these points, the easier it becomes and the more ways you find to implement the points. Now, I had always been taught to have a budget, a financial budget, and I was told you have to be aware of what you're spending. You have to make sure that you're bringing in more than you're sending out. And that's how I used a budget until I put the same principles to place in to work for my time. And once I did that, it was like opening up a whole new level of awareness for me. Once I put a budget to my time, and I began to manage my time through that simple process, I was able to create a pathway for understanding and managing the other elements of my life. Now I use the budget process anytime things seem out of balance. Anytime I feel like things are starting to spin out of control, I'll use that process of testing and evaluating and adjusting and setting new and adjusting, reviewing, all of that to get me back to a place of balance or back to a firm foundation. You don't want to wait until things have completely gone awry. You want to do it as soon as possible. It's always better to right the ship before it tips over. So how are you going to make this budget work for you? How is it working for you? I want to hear your successes. I want to hear your funny stories. Or more importantly, I want to hear your tips for creating a budget that works for you. What ways are working for you? The more we share, the more ways we can tuck into our own toolbox for the next time that we start to have to right the ship. You know, we start feeling it go over. But if you're struggling to find your ways, or if you're struggling to understand this process, if you're wondering what to do, let's talk. Email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com or visit the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page and connect there. We'll walk through this process together. We'll find your way to budget your life to reach that balance that you need. The best part about this process is nothing is finite. You are always able to adjust for you. You get the points and then you make them your own. You learn from others. You watch others. You connect with others. And then you create the system that works for you. I can't say it enough. If it doesn't work for you, you won't work it. And if you don't work it, what's the point? You are the only one
that can get you there. You are the only one that can know your way. And you are the only one that can hold you back. When you make the choice to get there, you will. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.